Joining me in the studio right now is Sean Cockrum. He is the venue manager at the Brick District Playhouse in Fulton. Want to say good morning.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me. I'm the venue manager, but I like to go by the Brick District Evangelist. That's what I'm out here trying to do. I'm out spreading the word, so I've changed my own title, if that's okay.
Hey, that's fine.
Playhouse Evangelist.
Okay, that's what we're going with for sure. You're going to spread some news this morning about an event that is coming up this week. As a matter of fact, September the 1st, you have an event kicking off the beginning of the month. Tell us about that, if you will.
We do have a great event, September 1st, and this is going to be a great week, right? We were just talking about this. We got Mizzou football starting Thursday night. We got high school football Friday night, Saturday, more college football. On Sunday, the Triumphant Quartet.
Okay.
Look them up. We have some fundraisers happening there. Dueling Pianos is going to be coming to the Playhouse through Serve of Callaway County. Also going to have Murphy's Ford. And Chloe Hecker will be performing October the 19th. We're looking forward to that kind of a series we're going to kick off called Callaway Country Nights, where we're going to be bringing in performers such as Murphy's Ford and others that are kind of up and coming. Chloe Hecker, I think we're going to hear really great things out of Chloe as we move forward. She just plays all over the place. She's a really hardworking young lady, and she's got some great songs out. Hope people are listening to those. We're going to have the K Brothers will be on during their homegrown holidays, which is a They call themselves the Stompgrass, which is a unique type of ramped up bluegrass. Will be happening. We have a children's theater production. Winnie the Pooh will be at the Playhouse. In cooperation with Trips out of Columbia, we have a full slate of Calawegians and local young people who will be performing as Winnie the Pooh. I tried to get on as Eeyore, but they wouldn't let me.
Oh, man.
I missed the age
requirement. Keep trying.
I had my old bother down. But then, you know, I couldn't do it. But anyway, we have a lot of different events coming. It's kind of a renaissance, so to speak, with the Playhouse. It's been around since 1928 when the building opened as a vaudeville venue. Way back in the day, it became a movie theater that served Fulton and the surrounding area for many, many years, up until 2008, I believe, when a new theater was built on the south part of town, which was needed. You know, people needed a better place to go watch the movies and the new technology. Kind of sat vacant for a few years until the Callaway Arts Council acquired the building, put a lot of money into the renovation, got some help from the community, of course, and now it's kind of been reborn into this event venue. It's still got all the classic look of the 1928 vaudeville theater with the big stage and the ornate decorations and the fancy lights, but it's been upgraded tremendously with stage lighting and concert sound and acoustics that are just perfect for the venue. So we're really looking forward to showing it off over the next few years and bringing in some really nice acts. And
did you say there were some changes that people needed to be aware of? Were we talking a little bit about that before?
Yeah, it's gone through a few different things. There's been a restaurant in the Playhouse for a number of years. It wound up being kind of a competing businesses between the venue and then the restaurant, and it just didn't really work the best for the community. It's nice to have a great restaurant, and luckily that the owner of the restaurant who left there in May owns another restaurant in Fulton, and so he's able to ramp up his business there. It was a good cooperative agreement that we came to at the time, but the competing restaurant to the venue is no longer there, so now it's just open to the public, to the community to use. I mentioned the events that we're having in, that we're bringing in these things, but we've had birthday parties and wedding showers and weddings and receptions, and we had a birthday party there just recently for, I think it was a sweet 16 party for a young lady, and we had the young lady who's dating Travis Kelce, I think she's
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she's going to be big, I think, one of these days.
Oh, yeah, I think she's
going
to make it.
We were playing some of her videos on our screen, and the girls were just singing so loud, they were just drowning out the sound system that we had. So, yeah, I think she's going to be big one of these days.
You can't go wrong with Taylor Swift.
That's right.
I think that's right. Once again, this Sunday, the 1st at 4 p.m., there's a concert to remind people the name of that group.
The Triumphant Quartet.
Okay.
Look them up. We'll make accommodations for anybody. We can get them those tickets, or they can show up the day of the event.
Well, thank you for coming in. Thank you for the visit, and we want to wish you the best of luck.
Thanks a lot.